please.
Thank you for giving me the chance to share our information and plan at here, and thank you for coming here to listen to our panel discussion. Actually, today I would talk about the Quikka's current status about supporting the refugee programs and also the future plan of our refugee programs. Quikka has been providing assistance to refugees in international society starting from 2014 through various modalities such as partnership program with multilateral agencies and civil societies. And also we provided fundings and in-kind assistance to the host communities and the countries who have the refugees. The amount until now is for project-type cooperation with multilateral agencies and CSOs is over $90 million, and it covers various regions as Middle East countries, such as Iraq, Jordan, and Africa as Ethiopia, Uganda, and Middle and South America as Ecuador and Colombia. Moreover, after 2018, Quikka's assistance to Rohingya refugees also increased dramatically. From 2029 to 2023, Quikka will allocate more than $50 million of its budget to fund the multilateral agency's cooperation program, which aims at supporting the resettlement of refugees and IDPs, and also enhance their social integration between the refugees and host communities. Quikka will also allocate more than 50% of its CSO partnership program to refugee-related projects from 2019 to 2023. We also have been supporting CRRF member countries such as Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, and we will increase our support by selecting them as Quikka's HDB Nexus pilot countries in the future. Quikka is preparing for its own HDB Nexus plan this year, and based on this plan, we will seek to make our refugee program more focused on jobs and livelihoods through a vocational training program and also a business creation program. Through supporting jobs and livelihoods, we will put our efforts to help refugees not only to survive, but to be self-reliant. Moreover, we will expand our support on establishing institutions and inclusive policies of the host countries, such as providing skill certificates and permission for employment to refugees in their countries. Especially, as mentioned before, Quikka will seek to increase its assistance to CRRF countries that are receptive to refugees to adopt refugee-inclusive policies and institutions. Quikka is also planning to increase multi-year CSO partnership program in humanitarian area. Because Quikka has been supporting the CSO partnerships in humanitarian area from 2012, but it was a one-year program because it focused on the disaster relief at the first stage. However, we will change it to multi-year program from next year to respond more effectively to proactive refugee crisis. And in order to facilitate the HDB Nexus, Quikka will also put efforts to enhance communication and partnership between Quikka's different type of partners, such as multilateral agencies with Korean CSOs. Thank you.